The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What is up? Welcome into the Early Edge powered by Sportsline. I am your host, Alan Bell, and we have a massive show lined up for you today. The NFL playoffs divisional round begin, and we are going to be live today at 3:30 Eastern to break down Bengals at Titans. We will also be live at 7:15 p.m. Eastern tonight to break down 49ers at Packers. So make sure that you have all those reminders set on YouTube. Make sure to follow the page so you don't miss a single thing. Let's take a look at how we did last night. Not a bad night. All right. 3 out of 4. Jay Smooth and the model coming through with the underdogs as well. Missed out on the soccer play, but you know what? We'll take 3 out of 4 anytime that we can get it. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Gentlemen. How we doing? M Square, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Getting ready for these playoff games, obviously, but nice little college basketball to start the morning, too. I love days like this. There are so many games early, some great matchups to watch, even if I'm not betting on them pregame. Just a ton of great action on today.
Yeah, it is. This is one of the best days of the year. You know, I know that, you know, you look at like October, November, March, you know, when you'll find just massively packed sports days across, multiple sports. But today, I think, is my favorite part of the NFL playoffs. And then you throw in a ton of college basketball. It's fantastic. Jay Smooth, the machine, looking sharp, buddy. How we doing?
I'm doing well, Alan. Thank you. Really just quick clarification. That was all Max last night on the underdog. So shout out to Mad Max and the Thunderdome. But yeah, sweet day of college basketball coming up. Kansas, K-State, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Army, Navy, Kentucky, Auburn, LSU, Tennessee rematch. Like, where do we even start? I'm really hyped to get into it all.
Nice. You know, and shout out to Mad Max. Like you said, look, before you said that, I was going to take credit for it because everyone knows, you know, me and college basketball just firing out winners left and right. Micah Roberts, how we doing, buddy? You doing all right?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Looking forward to the day, all the games, all the events and football. I mean, this is tight. This is where it gets good. These are the best teams in the NFL going head to head. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait. Now, Jay Smooth, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and get into our storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And you're looking back to 1985. All right. Georgetown, Villanova, Patrick Ewing. What are we looking at?
Oh, yeah. So if you you want a quick little history lesson today, this is going to be a rematch of the 1985 college basketball championship, Georgetown versus Villanova. This is a big rivalry game. I didn't even talk about it in that little group. This is a huge game today. This goes all the way back to like before the shot clock era. This is maybe one of the biggest upsets ever in 1985. It was the biggest upset ever in college basketball history, with the number 8 seed Nova Wildcats getting their first championship over current coach Patrick Ewing and the Georgetown Hoyas. So this is a really big game today. These teams do not like each other. Their history goes way back. John Thompson was the coach for Georgetown then. They haven't been back to the Final Four since like 2004 when John Thompson Jr. or the third, I think, took them there. So this is going to be a big game. I stayed off of it today because there's so much history here, but I would lean for it to be close, but I don't know. This is going to be a great one. A lot of storied history to it. Nova held the ball for the last 2 minutes in that game, running a four corners offense where you put a player on each corner of the half court and just, you know, wind the shot clock down before winning by 2 points. So they shot 80% in that game too. Wild one.
Yeah, 80% is pretty good. Next, John Thompson with the towel over the shoulder. That was an elite look. Like, I would love to be able to pull that off. And when you're running that four quarters offense, a little pressure on the point guard. He's got to move this thing around. Yeah. So, all right, Micah Roberts. Now, oh, yeah, dude, absolutely. Micah, now, my question to you is this, okay? So, all of us here, all of us in the chat, we're on one side of the table in regards to placing bets. Well, buddy, you've been on the other side with a sports book taking those bets. How has divisional weekend in the NFL playoffs been historically for sports books, and what do you look for?
Well, I'll tell you the one area that we lost consistently on in this round, it's teasers, 6 point teasers, 6.5, 7 point teasers. And the idea from that is that four sides can win, the book can lose all four. And that happens multiple times in this round. And what it is, you have the eight best teams. So you have the top rating, the best rating of all sports is the NFL. And they're so close to how they're going to actually perform. Now you add on 6 points in a do or die playoff game, and it's money. I'm telling you, it's worked over and over four ways, always in the game, and the book loses out. And it's one of those things where you have to seriously talk about raising the rates and the money on what we charge the customer to come in and bet it. And some books eliminated teasers altogether. Now, I know some of the new sports books from Europe that have come over, they don't even know what teasers are. So good luck finding them on your app. But if you can, I highly recommend it. Two-team teaser especially. And in the same game, if one thing happens, the other thing's likely to happen. So that goes side to totals and everything else. So look that up. Don't discount it. Teasers, I know you want the big parlays and everything, but hitting two and getting 6 points on each side is a good bet in this round.
Mike, I love that information. Yeah, seriously. Like, agreed. Smart. Like, I could literally just sit here and just pepper you with questions all day. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, yeah, Jay Smith, go ahead.
Yeah, if you watch how Mike has been doing these donkeys for the last couple of months in terms of the way he places his bets, he gets like the over in there and the under in there, both teased, playing on market efficiency. And I think Mike is touching on that a lot, is that these markets are going to be hyper efficient. There's such a good chance that these games don't finish outside of a 6 point buffer. So yeah, no, I'm definitely going to have to go place a couple, Micah. Thank you for that.
Good luck finding them. I mean, it's crazy. These new books, they don't know what it is, really. They're like, well, you can go here and play the reverse point spreads and stuff. It's like, no, I want a teaser. I want 6 points. That's what I want. I want a crossover three. I want a crossover seven. Boom. Give me that.
Yeah, you're like, mm-hmm. I came in here for a reason. Also, Clyde in the chat says, look, Micah, hey, if your pick is wrong, we all get to come over and go swimming today. So, hey, yeah, there we go.
Right on.
There we go. All right, we'll jump into the picks because we got a lot of them to get to. M Square, coming to you. Now, we've gotten your NFL picks all throughout the week, and you'll be on through the live shows today and tomorrow. But you're looking at college basketball for today, specifically Baylor. Talk to me, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking at Baylor -3.5. They've had a little bit of a rough patch where they lost to Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, bounced back for the win over West Virginia, but it's really kind of a play on this Oklahoma team. So this Oklahoma team, they covered the spread in the last meeting with Baylor. They lost by 10. The spread was 12 in that one. Now we've traveled the short travel from Baylor to Oklahoma. This line is now set at 3.5, and I think this number is a little too small. My simulations make it -6.3 for Baylor. I still make them the better team. I think that they can bounce back in this spot. I love these big 12 games here. So I think this is a great spot for Baylor. I just simply think the number is too small. I think that Oklahoma is still getting a little bit too much respect from their big win over Iowa State. And I think that that's kind of carried them, combined with the fact that Baylor did lose two games in there. But I still have them as the better team and one of the best defensive teams in the country. So I'm grabbing this one. Anything under -4 is a play for me. Take the Baylor Bears.
There we go. There we go. Micah, all right, coming to you, buddy. You got two plays, the NFL. Hit me with both of them, man. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to start out with the Bengals today. And I know that's going to be something you don't want to hear and you don't want to talk about with the Bengals, all your army there.
Business is business.
The Nashville army there, and that both sides, they got great fans, great army of support. I can't wait. I think everybody's going to be liquored up before the game starts, actually, right? Tailgates out there. So that'll be fun. But I'm going with the Bengals here. They've covered the last four meetings with the Titans, including last year, which is relevant because both Burrow and Henry were playing, 31-20 in that game. So the familiarity, I think, will help the Bengals in this spot. But the confidence level here, they've covered their last five games, and Joe Burrow has delivered, beating Alabama, winning a championship, number one overall pick, showing great signs last season, but maturing all the way into this season. Bengals haven't won a playoff game in over 30 years. Hello, Joe Burrow. First time, bang. In the bank. So he's got that going for him. One game down, one game to go. Who knows? Maybe the Super Bowl. They're 22-1. I can't say that either one of those teams will beat them. I just saw them beat Kansas City a couple of weeks ago. So that's fresh in their mind. I just think the confidence level with Burrow and the high efficiency of him going deep, hitting Ja'Marr Chase anytime he wants, basically. I mean, he's so accurate and has the confidence that his receiver is going to go up and get it. And they do time and again. And I think that pass offense of the Bengals is going to give the Titans number 25 ranked pass defense some trouble. I don't think Henry is going to be full strength, although everybody's saying that he's ready to go. He probably could have came back a couple weeks ago. But the cohesion with him, the other two running backs that have been playing a lot, and the receivers that haven't always been in there, and then you're just going to mash them up and say, okay, we're number one seed, let's go. And I don't think so. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the Bengals are going to hang around and maybe even win the game, but I feel pretty comfortable Circus Sports with plus four. So that's it, man. We got the Bengals. Oh, another thing about the Bengals I like is I saw Cincinnati against playoff teams this year, 5-2 straight up, 6-1 against the spread against teams in the playoffs. So that was attractive for me as well. Now, the other game, I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers against the Niners. Now, I've been playing the 49ers like 9 of the last 10 weeks. They've covered 8 of their last 10 games. Did not play them when they played the Texans. And they covered that game miraculously. But they've been on an absolute roll here. So I have to have some reason to pick against them. And basically, it's the shoulder and thumb of Jimmy Garoppolo, who almost blew that game last week against the Cowboys with the nil-time interception. Jimmy G, 14-4 against spread as an underdog. That's something I'm concerned about. But again, with the Packers at home, undefeated at home, and against playoff teams, pretty marvelous stat here, 5-1, 6-0 against the spread against teams in the playoffs this season. So the Packers, I like how they played their guys till the halftime. Didn't want them to be too rusty coming into this game, having the week off as the number one seed. I think they get the job here and get the cover.
Yeah, the Packers, they're going to be a tough out at home, especially when it's about -2 degrees right now in Green Bay, and that's going to be a night game. Yeah, that is not good when you have a shoulder and a thumb injury for Jimmy G. Although I will give Jimmy Garoppolo credit on this one. Here's a little bit of a nugget. Jimmy Garoppolo is the only NFL quarterback on the road this weekend who's won a road playoff game.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see if any of the other ones can too. Now,
did he win it before this year, Alan, though, or was it last week's win?
He got one last week. Yeah, Dallas got him one. But yeah, man, this is going to be a great weekend. And you're right in regards to the Bengals. You know, Mike Vrabel was asked on Monday, you know, about that whooping that they took last year, right? You know, to Joe Burrow. And he said it. And, you know, Vrabel's an Ohio guy. And, you know, he just said, yeah, Burrow, they whooped us. Like, we need to keep the ball out of their hands. We need to run the football. So,
speaking of Buckeyes, Alan, the big problem I see with the Bengals is the two Buckeyes in the secondary for the Bengals, Von Bell and Eli Apple. Those two guys, they're not very good tacklers. I mean, Deion Sanders made tackling look like an art compared to these guys. And they're Buckeyes. You got Joe Burrow. You mentioned Vrabel. So it's a whole Buckeye Saturday we're talking about here.
It really is, man. It really is. Now, Jay Smooth, you are in the maestro position. But you know what? I feel like today, like every day when we host, dude, you're bringing thunder, man. Like, you've got it. These picks are going to smash. What do you got, dude?
Let's do it. I got three picks here today for you guys on the show. If you want some other picks, I have another two up on Sportsline, but I would literally talk for 5 minutes if I tried to give out five picks on the show. So let's get started. I'm going to go with Duke and Syracuse. Noon tip. We got some action in an hour, 45 minutes here. So Duke and Syracuse, both top 25 offenses in the nation, but this total coming in at 154. I think that's a little too low. I'm having simulations come in around 161 points. Some models I've seen have this one all the way up to 163, maybe even more. So I think this is a good chance as there's some offensive, you know, prowess, shots will fall. These guys can both get shots. Pablo Banchero, Buddy Boeheim, like both these guys scoring almost 20 points a game. I think the offense is going to be flowing at Cameron. Duke really likes to play with an offensive pace. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. The zone isn't usually as effective outside of the dome for Cuse. Their defense isn't that great. I don't think Duke is going to have any problems getting points. I also lean their team total over because I don't think they're going to have any problem today. But yeah, over 154 looks a little too good to be true. That's a lot of value for my model at 7 points. Then I'm going to go to FAU against Marshall. Marshall's struggling, man. They've dropped eight straight covers. They have not covered in eight games. They're just awful. You know, this is a rematch too. About 2 weeks ago, FAU went to Marshall and beat them by 13 points on their own floor. And now we're at FAU and they're only -3.5 favorites. I think this one's going to come in around 6 or 7 points. Honestly, I'm a little surprised that this wasn't bigger. I don't know. Maybe everyone's expecting Marshall to finally show up, but they just haven't done it this year. I'll continue to fade them -3.5 for FAU. And then lastly, I'm going to take an underdog. I'm going to go with Coastal Carolina visiting Georgia State. I have this one basically as a pick 'em, actually lean towards Coastal Carolina getting the small win by 0.5 point in the model. I don't know. The Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, what a great name. They're 10-8 this year. Georgia State 2-9 against the spread. I think this is a little small. Actually, I don't think they should be getting points. Sorry. It's a little confusing sometimes with all these picks, but I don't think they should be getting points. Coastal Carolina probably should be favored very minorly on the road. Go grab the 4.5 because that's a lot of value there too.
Yeah. Don't give them any points, right? None of them.
They don't need them.
Okay, I'll say this though, man. I've been to Coastal Carolina once. It's a beautiful place out there. Really nice. Really nice. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil, pull up the recap here. And it does look glorious today. M squared's on Baylor -3.5. I am going with Titans wide receiver Nick Westbrook Akina over 28.5 receiving yards today. Look, he has become essentially their third down find the sticks guy, their de facto tight end. And with all the focus that everybody looking at Derrick Henry, he might blow up, have a great game. He might not. Who knows? I mean, we haven't seen this guy in weeks and weeks and weeks. But what I do know is that Ryan Tannehill has had an excellent relationship with NWI over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's eclipsed his number in 5 of his last 7 games quietly. So we're going to go with that over 28.5. Michael Roberts on the Bengals +4 and the Packers -5.5. Jay Smooth, Duke Syracuse over 154, Coastal Carolina +4.5, Florida Atlantic -3.5. The AB3 today, all right, +350. We're going to move the Bengals to +11.5. We're going to go Joe Burrow over 24.5 completions, and we're going to go Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown, longest reception over 23.5 yards. But I tell you what, I have a little bit of a surprise. So everybody, you've got that. Let me pull one more up for you here, because we have made a ton of picks on the early edge all throughout the week. And let me get these on your screen as well. Bam! Look at that. Who wants some more picks on Saturday? Now, I'm going to leave this up on the screen. So a little bit of surprise for all three of you guys. All right. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Who are the 4 NFL teams that will be playing next weekend? M squared, I'll start with you.
The Titans and the Chiefs and the Rams and the Packers. And I'm saying the Titans and the Chiefs not because I'm from Kansas City and currently live in Nashville and have a dog named Chief, but I have AFC futures tickets on both of them, and I want that free roll to enjoy that game next week. So let's go Chiefs, Titans, Rams, Packers.
Let's get it. I'm pulling for you. Micah, what do you think, Mike?
I'm going Bengals, Bills, and I'm going Rams. Yeah. Rams, Packers.
Okay. All right. So we've got the AFC championship going to Buffalo if that happens. All right. Nice cold Buffalo weekend there. Jay Smooth, what do you got, buddy?
This is tough. I think it's hard to get road wins, especially for a young QB like Joe Burrow. I'm going to go with the Titans. I think the Packers are going to get it done today as well. I will go with the Rams too with Micah. I know that might be a slightly hot take, but you know what? I think it's just going to be tough. Tom Brady's had a lot of success. Someone's got to come and do it, right? So I think this team has a chance. And then, Mike, I know you don't want to hear this, but New York is here. We're upstate is here. Let's go Buffalo. Let's jump through some tables. Come on, let's go Bills. Josh Allen gets this one done and unfortunately makes Mike sad.
It makes Mike sad. I'm going to go with Titans and Chiefs on the AFC, and I'm going to go Rams and Packers on the NFC. I think they get it done. So that's all the time we have for today. Like I said, today, 3:30 Eastern, we're going to go for an hour. We are going to break down Bengals at Titans. We'll go through every single spread, total, best bet, prop, everything, you name it. Then we're going to fire it right back, 7:15 Eastern tonight, and we will do the exact same thing, go for an hour again, breaking down the 49ers at the Packers. So you know what? I can't do coach today, right? Like, we just got to wait and we got to let him do it because my man's coming with that playoff energy and we're not going to step in his way. But what I can do is say that you do have your marching orders. Let's cash these tickets and we'll see you at 3:30 Eastern. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.